It was 1955, the year that the doors of ministry first opened up at the Evangel Home in Fresno. And welcome to the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
All right, here we go. Thanks, Ken. We so appreciate your efforts as we, I hope we never get tired of saying thank you. We have the privilege of sitting down in Jerry Brenneman's office, director of Evangel Home. Jerry's here with us. Joe Janelle is here. And we have a resident guest. We want to find out about Megan's life. And Jerry, let's start with you, and then we're going to kind of let you loose. we're going to set you off to the side. That's the way that's going to work out today. But talk about Joe Janelle just briefly, and then we're going to ask Joe Janelle to introduce our resident guest. What's the history with this dear sister?
I love this, how we're sort of passing the mic from you to me to Janelle to Megan. This is a total circle today. Yeah. And I love the fact that when I think of what my life was like when I was in high school or college or whenever, then I think about some of the women we have on staff, and I think about how very different their lives were. You know, we've talked about Rosalina, that when I was 14 and worried about the marching band and my term papers and my prom dress, she was already locked up in the youth authority. And I think, where else but a place like Evangel Home can God just kick everything out of the way, no matter what our experiences have been, and say, okay, this is what I want you to do now. Well, you were talking about Jesus saying, follow me, before we started. That's kind of what he's done to each of us. So I followed him to this place in 1988. Joe Janelle followed him to this place several years after that, but first as a resident.
Right.
And then as a staff member. And now you referred to this dear sister. She truly is. And Jim, she is such a ray of sunshine in all of our days, including mine. I start my day with prayer, but then I have Janelle that I call almost every day at 7:30 just to kind of check in, see how things are going here. And she really is a ray of sunshine. And you know that, just sitting here looking at her, the smile, the chuckle, and she's getting very embarrassed.
Yeah, and I really mean that. And I know you know that Jo Janelle is my sister, and you and Cynthia and some of the others, Ruby and Joyce and others that I really look forward to getting a hug from and just briefly catching up with when I get here.
Let me back up, because Jo Janelle was in the garden. And in fact, she was here in the crisis home first. And when was that?
That was in 1999.
Okay. So she came to the crisis home in 1999, and what she remembers most about that time is she left to go back to an abusive relationship, and I basically, on the way out the door, said, this is a really stupid decision, but goodbye.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you, because I can't talk anybody out of doing anything.
Yeah.
Can't talk them into it, can't talk them out of it.
Jo Janelle, give us a one-minute capsulization of the last 15 years in your world.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and start with when Jerry said she didn't think it was a good idea that I go back to my abuser, but farewell, nice meeting you. Jim, that seed was planted when I was here for the short time, the first time. That seed was planted. And when I did get in some serious trouble, and I knew of Evangel Home, I knew this was a place that I wanted to come back to. Just the love, the support of Evangel Home, the staff. This is a homeless shelter, but it does not feel like that. Mm-hmm. This feels like home. So I came here in 2000. I went through the garden, and I've been here ever since.
And now you're a daytime house manager?
I am daytime house manager, Monday through Friday. Yes. Yeah.
And one of your new mentees, if you will, is here with us. Introduce Megan, and then we're going to talk to her.
Okay. Megan is a beautiful young lady who has great goals for her life. Great, beautiful smile. I've been here a few weeks and has been really going forth in her life.
Megan, what was going on? Why are you at Evangelo? What was your world 6 weeks ago?
Well, let's just put it that way. I was living house to house, basically couch surfing between friends and family. And finally, I needed some place kind of semi-permanent just to push me in the right direction towards God, because I felt like God, I just in the back of my mind, I needed to get closer to God somehow, and that kind of brought me here to this place.
So how did you hear about Evangelo?
Actually, another one of the shelters, I called them first, and they made a few recommendations to call the Evangel Home, and I called here, and out of all of the places I've called, this was the only place that had an opening.
So you, without expectations or really knowing what you were getting yourself into, you called here and made an appointment, arrived, walked in the door, looked around, and thought?
I thought, this seems kind of homely, but you know, at first I was kind of, you know, a little scared, and I just finally decided to open up and bring out, and it's helped me a lot since going to chapel every day. It makes me feel happier.
Now, I want to just be very blunt. Most of our residents, the women that we talk to who have had some kind of abuse in their past, whether substance or physical or whatever. Is that your case?
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
Last year, and for a good year or so, I was going back and forth between my husband that I have, and he was the abuser. And I went back and forth between going home to my mom, who lives in Banning, which is down south, and coming back. And I finally, I needed to get myself stable. And partially I came back because of him, but I also had a feeling God brought me back up here for, I didn't know why. I just had a feeling I needed to be up here.
Do you have a church background? Did you grow up?
Yes, I grew up Mormon, and so I grew up in the Mormon church, so my whole family's Mormon, so I kind of had the spiritual background that I needed to help me get to a point, to this point.
And how long have you been at Evangel Home?
Just probably a couple weeks, since the 4th of February.
Okay, now you're wearing a uniform.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I actually just started school last Wednesday. That was my first day, and I wanted to become a dental assistant. And so this is it took me 10 years to finally go back to school to get to this point.
Now, did you have an education background before, or is this your newest since high school?
Newest since high school. I was working. I basically went right into a job right after high school and worked there for a good 8 years there at Save Mart supermarkets, and that just kind of dwindled after that, and so I needed some motivation to get back to school.
That green uniform will do it.
Yes.
Now, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 27.
Okay. 27. So you've been in the workplace and are accustomed to 9-to-5s and or whatever the shift work is at Save Mart. So what this dental assistant program, how long does that last?
I'm going to possibly be graduating at the end of this year. So I'm pretty much in there for like maybe 8 to 9 months.
Okay. What are you thinking 3 weeks from now?
3 weeks from now, I'm excited because each day I'm learning a little bit more, and I believe I fit in that field.
And where will you be living 3 weeks from now?
3 weeks from now, hopefully I'll be back with my husband, but he's in a program himself, and he's getting himself better, and we're going to figure out from there.
Wow.
You know, I'm glad to hear that, because anybody that goes, that's been in the situation Megan has been in, and then finds a way to get stronger herself, then goes back to the same situation she was in. And maybe he's saying, but honey, I've changed. I want to see the receipt. I want to see the goods. I want some proof. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like she'll have some proof that he is indeed trying to make some changes. That's a good thing.
If he's in a program, he is acknowledging he has a need.
Yeah.
And that's ground zero. That's the starting point. So that's healthy. That's a good thing. You're making an observation, Joe Janelle. Here, lean forward where I can reach you.
I totally agree with Jerry. He does. He is showing that he's getting help for himself. When I went back to my abuser, he wasn't in a program. He wasn't trying to get help. So that's a good start. Just make sure he shows you that receipt and has some proving to do to you before you go back. Mm-hmm. Don't get sidetracked. Stay on track.
You know, it just strikes me kind of bizarre. Even the phrase "my abuser," that we would have such a thing.
I said that.
Yeah, but it's true because that's how people refer to them as my abuser. Well, why would we want one of those?
Yeah.
I think that says a whole lot. Just that phrase right there. When you accept that you can say that, you need some help.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's not an option.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
No one should leave themselves in that situation. That a man or a woman, I guess, we've had a couple of women abusers in here in the past. That's not an option. That is not healthy relationship. That is not acceptable relationship. And no one should leave themselves in that situation. And I hope, Megan, that you'll see that receipt, and we never advocate blowing up a marriage in any way. But on the other hand, we don't advocate leaving ourselves in a situation where we are abused either. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough path to walk. Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to chat with you. I want to spend the next minute and a half or so talking with Jerry. Jerry, we're pretty early in the year, and we've got about 45 seconds. What do you see for 2012 for Evangel Home?
Well, I see some excitement. I see a lot of groups wanting to come and get involved and help things here. So I see more and more people in the community getting involved with our women. And what I see is one of our greatest needs for our women is jobs. And so that has to be, I don't think our numbers are going to change drastically. They're not going to go up or down a great deal. But the need for women to get jobs is so important. And it's so hard for anybody to find jobs, let alone someone who's coming out of a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. Even our graduates. There's got to be some way we can help develop something for them. That when they leave the program, Jim, and they're so pumped up and they're so encouraged and they're going to go out and get a job, and then week after week after week they can't find one, you just see them wilt. And so for 2012, I really want that leaf to be watered so that that's not wilting anymore.
All right. There you have it, my listening friend. If you can provide, great. Give us a call. If not, pray. That's where we start. So there are some ideas here, so give us a call at 264-4714. Jerry, Joe Janelle, Megan, thank you. We're out of time. And my listening friend, thank you for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org. Their phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.